Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host, yes, with the most, is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Set your clocks, because Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. I do not tell lies. That is a fact. My name is Lee Elsie on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The USA Radio Network, in concert with Wayne Allen Root, allows yours truly to broadcast across the entire country. All of these great radio stations get a chance to hear what's on my mind. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, and he's pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Without him, you'd hear nothing but static. There are so many different stories that we can cover, and before the end of the show, I promise you we'll spend some time talking about the diabolical Anthony Fauci, the cruelties, the alleged cruelties that he's inflicted on our four-legged friends, and actually primates as well, the stories that are coming out about the funded activity that he is behind is atrocious, and we will get to that again before the top of the hour. But I wanted to start and talk about something that has been on my mind here for the past 48 hours. I talked about it today on my own morning show here in Connecticut, where, by the way, it is raining, quote-unquote, cats and dogs right now. It's raining very, very hard. It rained harder today, but it's crazy rain here in Connecticut. However, even though I consider myself a conservative, not a right-wing crazy conservative, I consider myself a fiscal conservative, maybe socially moderate, I do have a lot of friends who would identify as liberal. In particular, I've got a lot of older friends that are liberal. And for whatever reason, whether it's my athletics and the, you know, my athletic career, some of them are coaches, some of them are teachers, a couple of them are lawyers. But from time to time, they'll reach out to me to start up a dialogue about the country. And this happened to me the day before yesterday, where I got a call from an elderly gentleman, nice guy, smart guy, lawyer, sharp as a tack, 80 plus years old, and he wanted to talk politics. He actually really didn't want to talk politics. He wanted to vent. So I sat there, as any person would do, respecting the elders, and listened to his rant. But what was amazing to me is how misguided this individual is, even for a smart person, how just this thing called the Trump derangement syndrome has taken over and completely monopolized people's ideas and their life. And let me just get to it. So we were talking, and he was really doing most of the talking. I was doing the listening, but I want to convey some of these ideas that are coming out of liberals' brains these days. Because right now, 42% of the people in this country still think Joe Biden's doing a good job, which is remarkable to me. 42% think that essential empty shell is doing good work in the nation's capital. I don't understand it. Don't they look around? Look at the store shelves. They're empty. Look at, if you do find a product, it's twice as much. Gas, almost $4 a gallon across the country. Southern border, sieve, all of it is happening under his watch. But my friend was concerned. He was concerned about, in particular, first of all, he was concerned for his grandkids and his kids, but he was concerned that there is a cultish mentality that has erupted across this country, and he blames Donald J. Trump for that. And I sat there in silence for a little bit. And, of course, my friend went off on the, quote-unquote, Adolf Hitler tangent, equating Trump to Hitler, and how the Trump followers are very sympathetic to what the Nazis would be like back in the 40s, 30s and 40s. And I stopped him and I said, wait a second, wait a second, wait a second. You know, it's okay for you to equate Donald Trump to Hitler, but it's not okay for someone in the Republican Party or somebody on the right to equate somebody on the left to Adolf Hitler. And he said, well, wait a second, there's nobody on the left that's equal to Adolf Hitler. I said, really? Take a look at what's going on in the country right now as it pertains to either mask mandates or vaccines. You've got somebody in the Oval Office who is doing more of Hitler's work than Donald Trump ever could have done. Even today, there was new news about restricting my travel because I haven't gotten a vaccine. On a vaccine that maybe works, maybe doesn't. But we already know that even if you get the vaccine, you can transfer the virus from your body to somebody else's, even if you've got the vaccine. So why is my travel limited but yours isn't? That's about power. That's about control. That's about squashing the opposing party. And for me, Biden much more closely would represent what Adolf Hitler has done or did than Donald Trump ever has. But my friend continued to talk about his concerns with the country and how the masses, their voice wasn't being heard. And he went down the road of democracies and how democracies don't last very long. And he's right about that. This country's democracy, and I use that in quotations because we're really not living in a democracy. Democracy is mob rules. See, we're living in a republic, but for him, he says that democracy and the masses, their will is not being represented in this country. And he talked about voting and how voting across this nation, with the Electoral College and picking the president isn't fair because one vote doesn't necessarily count and a certain number of legislators actually control what's going on in Washington. They have all the power and certain states have all the power, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, wait a second, New York and California, they essentially rule the roost. Once Texas goes blue, it's over, game over. And you know that as well as I know that. But this liberal Democrat felt as though the people across the country are not being represented fairly. And once again, he was fearful that his democracy was going to crumble. And again, I'm going to make sure you all understand that we don't live in a democracy. Democracy, again, is mob rules. When the mob wants something in a democracy, a pure democracy, they get it. And that's why democracies don't last. Because eventually, the folks who are creating, the entrepreneurs, the business owners, the workers, it becomes too much burden for them to take care of those who don't want to do any of those things, right? Because if you're living in a pure democracy, it comes down to whether or not you've got more people pushing the wagon or more people in the wagon. If you've got more people in the wagon than are pushing the wagon, then the wagon no longer will move. And if that's where we are as a nation, we'll fall apart. And those are some of the reasons why, quote unquote, democracies don't last very long, because eventually people realize that, hey, I don't have to work, right? Let the other people work and give me, give me enough to get by. I don't need a lot. Flat screen TV, Xbox, maybe Netflix, give me air conditioning, give me a few rooms in my house, a decent car to drive around in. And if I don't have to go to work, I can go sit on my couch during the day and watch the Kelly Clarkson show or watch Oprah or whatever. I'm good. And that's where we are. And that's really a dangerous place to be. So the thought process of my progressive friends are that their voices aren't being heard, which is remarkable that they still think that way. And they actually think that somehow voting is corrupt from a Republican perspective. They think that people who have to wait in line in, let's say, Georgia, are being done a disservice. And it would be so much easier just to have mail-in ballots or computer ballots. That way everybody could vote. Right? Make it easy. Once again, that mindset that taking away any of the responsibility of the people of the country, like taking away obligation, somehow is a good thing, right? Getting up off your fat ass and going to cast a vote somehow is an inconvenience, right? When your forefathers put their entire existence on the line to create something magical. Or your forefathers who fought in World War I or World War II to make sure that you can sit there and eat ice cream out of a big giant bowl in front of your flat screen television at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and still be considered free. So for me, unless you are physically or mentally unable to get up off your ass and go wait and stand in line to vote, then, you know, you don't deserve to vote. And this idea of convenience, I would like everybody to vote. I think it's, again, a responsibility, but it's got to be one that's proactive, not necessarily reactive or inactive. Getting a ballot sent to you in the mail because you're too late, you don't know the difference. You don't even know that there was a vote coming up on Tuesday or is a vote coming up on Tuesday, and you're not educated in any of it. And you look at it and you see, well, there's a D by this name. I consider myself a Democrat. Democrats give more money to the poor, so let's vote Democrat. That's the plan. And it's flawed. And it'll tear us apart. Mob rules doesn't work. Mob rule never works. Mob rule is chaos. Mob rule is anarchy. And that is the essence of what I got from my conversation with a gentleman I considered very wise, although very now flawed and misguided in this particular area for sure. So I just wanted to share that with you, that thought that there are a lot of people out there who still think a certain way about politics. There are a lot of people out there who have Trump derangement syndrome still to this day, even 9 months into this new presidency. And there are still people out there who think Joe Biden's doing a good job, which might be the most remarkable thing of all. My name is Lee Elsie. You can find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Please do. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Played professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place. But we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. We have so many great friends over at the Heritage Foundation, and I just added another one. Nina Schaefer, who's got an impossible middle name. Actually, it's her probably maiden name that I can't pronounce it. I'm not even going to try. She's got a piece out in the Daily Signal, The Seven Ways Democrats' $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill would take over your health care. Nina, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
All right, how is Joe Biden and his Washington cronies planning on taking over my health care plan?
Well, I would start with this, that there's been a lot of attention on kind of the ever-shifting price tag of this proposal that's being debated. But really, it's the underlying policies that should worry the American people. There are a series, it's not just one proposal, but it's a series of policy changes that are really intended to chip away at the health care that we have and push people into a more government-run healthcare system. So you could look at efforts when they're changing the Medicaid eligibility for people who are low income, or changing rules on how employer-based coverage is organized, or offering or suggesting that we need new benefits in the Medicare program. All those elements, when you look at them independently, seem like, well, that's just a clip here and a clip there. But when you look at it in totality, it really is trying to move people out of the private health insurance that they have today and push them into government-run health care.
The left has been pushing as hard as they could push for as long as I've been behind this microphone for socialized medicine. Now, personally, I don't think the plan that we have in place is all that effective, but I wouldn't go as far to say socialized medicine is where we need to go. Tell me a little bit about the hard push from our friends on the left.
Those on the left who are committed to a government-run health care system use incremental steps to really chip away so that people don't feel, you know, it's not like you're overhauling the entire healthcare system in one bill a la Bernie Sanders.
Right.
but they chip away little by little. And it is very concerning that a lot of the provisions in this proposal, for example, the effort to extend new subsidies to all people regardless of income, that was done under the kind of umbrella of kind of COVID relief. Oh, gosh, we have a huge displacement of people. Let's give them some subsidies to make sure that they can keep their health insurance. Well, those were intended to be temporary fixes, temporary patches until we got our feet, until we got ourselves back on our feet. Now they're saying, no, let's not make them temporary. We'll make them permanent. And they also begin to chip away to say, these things, you know, we'll only, it's not going to cost as much as you think. That's because typical Washington politics, they use budget gimmicks to hide the real cost of what's really going on underneath.
So even somebody who is 400% above the poverty line can get as much as 8 to 10% of a subsidy on their health care insurance. Can you explain that to everybody?
And yes. And, you know, in Obamacare, one of the things that they did was they said, you know, this isn't for everyone. This is to help those people who don't have access to health insurance. We want to make sure that only those who can't afford it, who can't make the payments, that's why we need this. Now they're saying it doesn't matter how much you earn. We think the government should subsidize you to buy your health insurance.
Right.
This is a real way of, and many of the people that would be affected above, you know, at all income levels already have some source of private health insurance. So again, they're using the subsidies to push you to a government-run health plan.
A lot of older folks in particular swear by Medicare. They love it. They wouldn't know how to live without it. So are there some plans out there that you can formulate or format that would be similar to Medicare for everyone?
Well, there's definitely some good models out there, and I would just talk about the Medicare program that provides coverage to seniors in our country. There are really two programs within there. There's the traditional Medicare program that the government runs, and then there is what they call Medicare Advantage, which offers private health insurance plans where seniors get to choose the kind of plan that they want. That's really the model for the future. We need to find ways to making sure that the consumers are holding the insurance plans accountable, not having the government try to hold insurance companies and your doctor accountable. Let's put it back in the hands of the patients and allow them to decide what kind of health care they need. For example, they're pushing a lot to say, well, let's add dental, vision, and hearing to the Medicare program. Those seniors who are on Medicare Advantage plans already have access to those kinds of benefits. They didn't need the government. The private sector didn't need the government to mandate it on them. They did it on their own. Those are the kinds of innovations we need where the government gets out of the way instead of trying to kind of dictate a one-size-fits-all system on the American people.
Nina Schaefer, again, Heritage Foundation, her latest out, The Daily Signal. I'll post it, put it up on our Facebook thread so you guys can take a look at it. 7 Ways Democrats' $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill would take over your health care. Nina, I got to run, but I cannot thank you enough for being a new friend of the show. We really appreciate it. Nina Schaefer from the Heritage Foundation, and once again, her piece is up on our Facebook thread. You can give it a read. 7 Ways Democrats' $3.5 trillion tax and spend bill would take over your health care. Thank you again. I'll talk to you down the road. We've got to take a quick break. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine was recommended for 5 to 11-year-olds by an FDA advisory panel. A decision by the agency could come within days. The Biden administration has already said it has enough vaccines to give all 28 million children between 5 and 11 both shots. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is hitting Democrats over their social spending bill.
The country's awash in inflation. The country's flooded with money. The last thing we need to do is to pile on with another massive, reckless tax and spending spree.
The Kentucky Republican telling reporters the American people are not asking for any of this. He says Democrats don't have a mandate to pass sweeping legislation. President Biden campaigning in Northern Virginia for gubernatorial candidate of Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Our special guest here is Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. And Stephen, I haven't talked too much about this, but I want to share this subject with you because I... team here in Connecticut. And he said to me, listen, I'm sure on your show you're going to discuss the Alec Baldwin shooting. I just wanted to give you my two cents. The firearms expert is definitely at fault for a failure in safety protocols, but Baldwin is also at fault for violating the four main safety rules when handling a firearm. Number one, treat all guns as if they are loaded and know the status of the firearm you are handling. Number two, never point the muzzle at anything you are not willing to destroy. Number three, keep your finger off the trigger until you've made that decision to shoot. And number four, be sure of your target and what is behind it and flanking it. If Baldwin followed these basic rules, this would not have happened. A terrible incident, but there were several mistakes leading up to this tragedy. And Stephen, with your military background, I just wanted to get your opinion on this whole Alec Baldwin saga.
Well, I would echo completely what your buddy sent you. That is 100% spot on, as comprehensive an answer as you could get. Yeah, on a movie set, there's a person whose job it is to make sure that this stuff is safe and ready to go. But that does not ever obviate the responsibility of the person who has the weapon in their hand. I'd like to remind everybody, every news thing I've heard, they say, well, it was a prop gun. It wasn't a prop gun. It's an actual firearm that could shoot real bullets if they wanted to, but it's being used as a prop, and they use blanks or special kinds of rounds in it to simulate, so they're not, the intent is never to put real live bullets in it, but, we still don't have the whole story. Was there mistakenly a real round in it? Was there mistakenly a blank of some sort in it? We don't know yet. Clearly something came out of the barrel of that weapon when Alec Baldwin pointed it at those people and pulled the trigger, and we have this tragedy of one death and one serious injury.
Right.
But you as an individual, whenever you touch a firearm, even if it's a toy, you don't point it at people just fooling around. You never put your trigger on it or your finger on the trigger until you're ready to actually shoot at something that you're willing to put a hole in, whether it's a target or a human if you're being attacked, something like that. You don't fool around with firearms. I love firearms. I've got a bunch of them. They are dangerous if you mishandle them. So you have to be cautious. Here's a man with an incredible amount of overweening pride in himself and his importance, and he was treated that weapon with contempt, and the result was this horrible accident. So agree, long answer, the armor, the safety person responsible has a lot of culpability here. She should have made that weapon safe, but it's still, once he picked it up, he should have double-checked it, and he should have never pointed it at somebody and pulled the trigger without knowing 110% that it was safe.
That's the thing that I'm confused about, and I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it. I've been on sets that have used these fake guns in my past career, et cetera, but you would never, jokingly pick one up and point it at somebody and pull the trigger. I'm assuming that's what happened. I don't know for sure. That seems like the most likely case. God, if he did that, he should be held responsible.
Yeah, I agree. It's, I don't know what the rules, and I'm doing air quotes on rules here,
right.
On a movie set for legal liability, does the armorer handing him the weapon, is that some sort of implied thing that this weapon is safe and ready to go? Not just what everybody thinks, but what the law says as far as liability goes. I don't know that. In real life, anybody else in the world, if I sat there and I said, oh, here, Lee, this gun's safe, and you turned around and pointed at somebody and pulled the trigger, you're the one in trouble.
Right.
And should be, because as soon as I hand you that weapon, number one, I shouldn't hand it to you unless it's the slide's locked back or the cylinder's out on a revolver, and the magazine's out if it's an automatic. I should make it safe before I hand it to you, but if I don't, I don't take a weapon from somebody unless they do that first. I'll sit there and be that guy that says, no, you make it safe and then hand it to me, and then I double check it again. But if you aim it and pull the trigger, you have accepted the responsibility in general life. Now, on a movie set, I don't know. I would hope they go by the same rule, but we'll have to wait and see.
Stephen Bucci's our guest, Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. You can follow him on Twitter. It's a great follow. Stephen, I ran into a couple over the weekend that I had on my radio show. They were actually down in Washington on January 6th. They got arrested. They got their cell phones confiscated. They're one of the lucky ones because they're not still in jail. These folks say that law enforcement in Washington, FBI, et cetera, are harassing them every single day. We're essentially at the 10-month mark of this, and these people are still behind bars. What do you, what do you know that maybe we don't know, or what can you share? What are your thoughts on some of the things that are going on down in Washington as it pertains to what happened on January 6th?
I'll be honest with you, Lee. I don't have any insider information, but talking to buddies in law enforcement who tell me that every day they get notifications from the FBI that is focused on, the domestic terrorists that were there on January 6th. They got nothing the whole summer of 2020 when we had all those riots going on where people were burning down federal buildings, attacking police officers in an organized and methodical way. Those people were just peaceful protesters. And these people now are domestic terrorists. There's some political nonsense going on. I'm not saying those people didn't do anything wrong, especially the ones who went inside the Capitol building. You can't just walk into federal buildings because you decide, well, it's my turn to do it, and not get in trouble. I don't have any problem with them ticketing them, finding them, whatever. But this idea of throwing them in jail, leaving them there, putting all this, ridiculous pressure as if these are, the Genovese gang again, trying to get them to roll on each other. This is ridiculous. It is a massive overreach. I think it's wrong. I've talked to tons of people in law enforcement who continually shake their head like, what the heck is the FBI doing? Don't they have better things to do than this? Aren't there real criminals out there? This is law enforcement saying it, not civilians. And it's wrong. It is really, really wrong.
Just the thought that American citizens are being held this long for a nonviolent crime is remarkable.
I mean, clearly the vast majority of the people who went to that original rally with President Trump were not part of some kind of conspiracy, were not, complicit in breaking into the Capitol. They were all still up on the ellipse listening to President Trump when those guys broke into the Capitol building itself. They may have wandered down there later to see what the heck was going on, but they never got anywhere near the building. Trying to lump everybody who showed up in Washington on January 6th as a domestic terrorist, or as some of the news people did, anybody who voted for President Trump was a domestic terrorist. It's just wrong. It is, it shows the ugly side of politics and the politicalization of the FBI beyond what we had already seen all throughout President Trump's administration. It makes me sad because the FBI used to be the gold standard of integrity out there, and now they're not. Nobody trusts them anymore.
Right.
They think they're completely a political animal, and sadly, the organization itself will probably be forever tarnished by what's going on.
All right, one more topic for me. I'll let you go. As always, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, joins me once a week. So not to sound redundant, but this is the topic, the gift that keeps on giving. Folks, migrating their way to the southern border of the United States. And now I guess there's another horde, another invasion happening, tired of waiting for asylum in southern Mexico. Thousands and thousands of migrants march north. And this president does nothing, Stephen, nothing.
Not only does he do nothing, Lee, but he continues to make statements that, for all intents and purposes, are, you know, an additional motivation to come. You know, they've sent no real signals other than, you know, well, we really don't think you should come. It's kind of dangerous. You know, they haven't enforced the laws. That's the only disincentive for coming, is for us to actually enforce our already established and legitimate laws that will deter people from coming. Just going, oh, well, yeah, it's tough. We don't know what to do. Oh, but yeah, here, just next group, fine, just go in. That does not slow anything down. It just encourages people. And, you know, you can read the script ahead of time. You know, when they get to the border, we'll hem and haw for a day or two, and then they'll all start busting them or flying them into American cities. It's just wrong. It is a complete abuse of the trust that the election gave President Biden. He lied about this. He's lying about it now. He's clueless about it. He still has never gone down there to visit, nor has his vice president, who's supposed to be the one in charge of it. It's ludicrous.
Stephen, I got to run. I'm out of time. But as always, thank you very much. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Follow him again on Twitter as well. Quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Raw and unfiltered. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collects and uses your private information without your knowledge. They're checking out your internet history. Can you imagine everywhere you've ever gone? You don't want your internet history being out there shown to anybody or held by anybody. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family, 3 different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month, meaning $6.95. That's it. And use code WAR and you get 3 months free. So you don't even pay the $6.95 for 3 months. And then you pay $6.95. It's all at Patriot VPN. That's patriotvpn.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And Wayne talked about this last night. And by the way, Wayne Allen Root will be here right after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Thanks for joining the program. This is the great USA Radio Network. And as I said, Wayne talked about this Fauci issue with the beagles and the animal testing and all of that. And if you know me, and many of you, I feel like even though I'm only on 2 hours a week and I fill in for Wayne, when he is on vacation or has to go somewhere, I feel like you're getting to know me more and more every day, every show, every hour. And you know I'm a just huge animal advocate and animal fan. And y'all know I lost my four-legged best friend, Ozzy, a couple of weeks ago. And when I saw this story with the funding and the cruel experiments on animals, I just went nuts. I went nuts on my morning show. I just was smashing stuff and banging stuff. And I'm being honest, I was just so ticked off that we're living in 2021 and we still feel it necessary to do these horrifying, brutal, inhumane tests on God's creatures. I can't get over it. And if even a percentage of this is true, and we're feeling our way through these stories, right? We found out more stuff yesterday about how he has tortured monkeys in a certain way, funded funding with monkeys and, you know, the beagle story and the sand flies and how just barbaric that is. And how somebody would actually just do that, how horrifying that is, how terrible that is, the cruel puppy experiments that are going on. And if any of it is true, any of it, I demand the heads of everyone involved, from Fauci on down, even the people that are in those laboratories who are doing those horrifying things have to go. I don't know where to begin to tear this down, but yes, if Fauci's involved, he's up to his knees and pay for these sins. But in a general sense, we have to champion this as a people, right? I'm calling on my friends who are listening from the left. You're supposed to be the ones with the hearts, right? Where are you? Where are you? You talk about saving the planet. Well, let's save our four-legged friends from going through this torture. So if there's a rallying point that we all can get together behind, it's got to be this. We can debate about the science of global warming. And I think even most conservatives will say to you, I want clean air and clean water and all of that. Let's do it. Let's get to it. I just don't want it to cost me $50 trillion over 20 years for a plan that might not work. But this issue is one that we could solve tomorrow. We don't need to do these barbaric tests on animals. We don't have to do it. It's not necessary. We can get answers to product questions in a variety of other ways. This is just brutality. And you should be ashamed of yourself if you're involved in it in any way. Yesterday I went ballistic on my own morning show. And, you know, the creatures came out of the woodwork to criticize me on social media. Are you a vegan? Are you this? Are you that? And well, the truth is I don't eat any red meat. And in fact, I don't eat any meat at all. The only meat I cook was for my dog, Ozzy, who's now dead. So, yes, I do drink milk, but I'm going to stop that because I see now videos that are an abomination on how they're treated, and I didn't realize that. So I will talk the talk. I will also walk the walk. So I'm begging all of you out there to walk the walk with me. Be an advocate for our four-legged friends. They've got no voice. In some cases, they had their voice boxes snipped, which is just brutal. And this is just the tip of the iceberg to what we do. This is the things that we have found out. Imagine what we don't know. So I'm begging you, I'm begging all of you, that wherever you see an opportunity to be a champion, and whenever you see an opportunity to fight back or not buy a product that's tested on animals, please, please do it. I'm absolutely begging you to be a part of this. And we've got to bring down Fauci and any of the crew that were associated in any of this. Make them pay a price. And from here forward, moving forward, we've got to be better people. And we've got to treat God's creatures in a much more humane way. This is just, it's inexcusable what they did. Inexcusable. All right, Wayne Allen Root is up next. I'm sorry to bring you down here towards the end of the show, but again, it really tears my heart apart. The story breaks it. So enjoy the rest of your day. Stay dry if you're on the East Coast, actually the West Coast as well, raining like crazy out there. And stay safe. Wayne Allen Root is here, and he is next. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ooh.